Welcome to the Halcyon House Washington page. Halcyon House, you're not changing your lifestyle, just your address. I'm Sally Hart, on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm speaking with Danielle Pettit-Majeski, administrator of Washington County Public Health and close friend, about RSV, which my daughter had in October. My husband and I stayed with her at the Children's Hospital during her illness. This is part one of a two-part interview. Today we're going to talk about RSV, which is something that, unfortunately, my family knows firsthand, and you know, both in your public health field and as a friend of our family. Mm-hmm. First, can you explain what RSV is and kind of what that virus does?
Sure. So RSV, it stands for a respiratory syncytial virus. It's a very common virus that can lead to mild cold-like symptoms in adults, but it can be very dangerous, as you know, for children, especially young infants, and also individuals who are immunocompromised, you know, people who might be being treated for cancer or who just have an immune deficiency. So it can be just as mild as a cold, or it can be life-threatening.
Yeah, last month, my then 3-month-old daughter contracted RSV, mm-hmm. and we've done everything that you would normally do to protect from the flu virus. You know, we clean, we keep her away from big crowds and everything else, but she still got it. What are things that people can do to help prevent the spread of virus illness?
Sure. So some of the best ways you can help spread, you know, RSV are some of the same things that you and I have talked about when we talk about flu or when we talk about any type of illness is, you know, you cover your cough and you cover your sneeze and you cough into your elbow, you know, or to your shoulder or into a tissue just so that you aren't spreading those droplets, because it's that droplets from like the mucus, which is gross, but the mucus in your body that is what carries the disease. So just covering your cough, washing your hands often with warm water and soap for 20 seconds. I sing Happy Birthday twice. That's a good way to make sure you're cleaning long enough. And also, okay, I know this is hard because Zara is very cute, but avoid kissing babies. You know, avoid kissing children.
Don't touch them.
Yeah, don't touch their face. I would, especially as we're coming on the holidays, we just got over one holiday where there's a lot of family interaction. You know, ask parents before you hold their child. Ask parents before you kiss their child, because we are in the season for RSV. And so for something that might seem like just a mild cold in a healthy adult can really become life-threatening in somebody as, you know, little as your little girl.
And I've had people want to come up and touch her, people I don't even know,
yeah.
you know, from grocery shopping or at the doctor or, yeah. you know, who knows where. But they often reach for their hands.
Yeah.
And you think that's avoiding the face, but what happens to those little hands is
they go in their mouth.
She loves chewing on them right
yeah.
now.
Yeah.
So it's not helping.
Correct. Correct. And so I really think that that's, you know, that's a hard thing because, you know, people do want to tell you how adorable your child is and fawn, and it's a compliment, but it can also be dangerous. So I think that is just a good general practice, is to avoid touching the cute babies right now, especially if you're feeling sick, but unless you've asked express permission. But yeah, just avoid close contact. I mean, kissing, shaking hands, sharing cups, utensils, because again, we're going to be, you know, at our family gatherings, holiday parties. Is this my cup? Is this your cup? You know, or even like little kids love to take the spoons that mom and dad are eating out of, and that can really, or they want to take a drink out of your glass. And so that is a fantastic way to spread disease. So it's one of those things to look out for.
And those cold symptoms that, you know, healthy adults, you and I can handle, are much more difficult for mm-hmm. somebody that young. And there's no vaccine for RSV.
Correct. And there's really no, and they are working on it, but there's also really no express treatment. You know, you can do, I think, like nebulizers. Sometimes you just have to let it run its course, and, you know, that can cause dehydration. And so it's really important to try to keep drinking. But of course, you know, when babies don't feel good, they you know, they may not feel like eating or drinking.
And I can't tell you. That was my hardest part was
right.
There were so many nights there where I could tell she didn't feel good, mm-hmm. you know, early on. And when I'd put her down on her back, the safe way to sleep, I just, you know, that mom instinct, mm-hmm. you know, she's not feeling well. So I sat up with her all night so
right.
that she could be upright.
Right.
And not have that mucus. And, you know, it took 3 visits to different facilities, and then she was diagnosed with the RSV.
That's been today's Halcyon House Washington page with Danielle Pettit-Majeski, administrator of Washington County Public Health, talking about RSV. My daughter had it in October. This is part 1 of a 2-part interview. Hear the rest of our story tomorrow. Halcyon House, you're not changing your lifestyle, just your address. I'm Sally Hart with KCII News.